Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
I wanted to find out what was at stake in the community out there. We've asked the mayor of Wentzville, Nick Guccione, to join us this morning, and we've got him on the phone now. Mayor, good morning. Welcome into the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So I'm sure you were you had a box of popcorn, and you were watching the high drama in the Senate yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. I made two trips up to Jeff City and met with the governor twice, and also state senators and legislators, and had a lot of discussion on my opinion on what we need to do to move Wentzville and the state forward. I have a lot of friends up there, and so I'm glad that they come to a resolution on this and resolved it.
Yeah, I would have been happier with a little more of a clean GM incentive bill instead of all this other stuff added on there. But let's talk about maybe why. I'm sure that oftentimes when you get a package like that, it includes some local incentives that maybe the county or the city are offering GM as well. What's involved there?
Well, we haven't discussed it yet. We do know that they will probably be coming to us next to see what we'll do locally. We've done this in the past with some Chapter 100 bonds where they purchase their equipment through the city, and the city owns the equipment, and it saves them tax dollars on that. But we haven't met with them yet to discuss that. I think they were trying to get through this process first. So, yeah, I agree with you. It could have been a little bit cleaner of a bill, but I understand the governor's position on he didn't want to approve something that was just for a city. He wanted to make sure he had some tools in place for the state of Missouri as a whole to bring in manufacturing jobs. So
yeah. Well, clearly, you know, when you live in a town, and I grew up in a town where there was a big plant, and, you know, the lifeline of that town kind of ebbed and flowed with employment out there. I would assume Wentzville's like that to an extent.
Well, to an extent, but we don't have all of our eggs in one basket. We
right.
hate to lose GM. They've been here for a long term and invested in the community, and we invest back in them, and the return on investment is jobs, keeping the plant open, keeping people working, and that puts tax dollars back in our community. People buy homes, they spend dollars, and there's going to be a lot of construction jobs to this. It's going to be a 2-3 year construction jobs to expand this facility. So I think it's going to be good for Wentzville. I think it's going to be good for the state, and sends a message that we're open for business in the state of Missouri.
Yeah. Extensively, what is the impact yearly on your budget out there, thanks to having that GM plant there?
Offhand, I don't have those numbers, but it's pretty significant. It would impact us quite a bit. But we don't have our eggs in one basket. Wentzville's a fast-growing, paced community.
Yeah, it's huge.
We're great, getting a lot of new businesses in the community. So it would have a huge impact. I don't know what that. I know it's a $230 million payroll they have annually. So that would hurt the state as a whole. So I'm sure our portion would be pretty significant.
Yeah. Did you? I mean, I guess were there any real concerns on your part that if the state didn't come through with this for some reason, GM either wouldn't do the investment or maybe move those jobs elsewhere?
Well, it's always a concern. You never know what's going on their end. But there was other states, I understand, that were also trying to lure them as well. I know GM is, we've always had a good relationship with GM. I know they're committed to Wentzville, but you never know what the outcome could have been if they wouldn't have got this package.
Well, it's done, and I know that watching the sausage being made isn't always fun. Not everybody gets everything they want. Right. The conservatives in this case certainly didn't. But, Mayor, congratulations. I mean, I guess I'm assuming this isn't really a done deal yet. The package is finished.
Right.
But they still have to get into final negotiations with GM, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to present it as a completely done deal.
No, it's never done until I see the governor sign the bill and everything's clean, then we'll see what they want from the city. Like I said, we know that will be coming to talk to us, but I think they want to get through this process first.
Sure. No, I understand that. Nick Guccione with Wentzville, I appreciate your time, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. At Nick Guccione there on Twitter if you want to follow him. And
get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.